This message is presented to you by Pastor David Lambert and Exceed Life Church in Virginia Beach, Virginia. For more information, visit exceedlifechurch.org.
Well, today, since we just celebrated Valentine's, did everybody have a good Valentine yesterday? Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is so good. I want to talk to you about keys to walking in God's love. Keys to walking in God's love. Amen. The most powerful force in the world is God's love. And God's love conquers all things. And when we learn to walk in the love of God, I really believe this, that we will experience victory in every area of our lives. If there's a failure in our lives, I would have to say it's connected to a love failure. It's us being disconnected through walking in love. In 1 Corinthians 13, and this is commonly known as the love chapter, amen? It says here in verse 7 and 8, it says, love bears all things, love believes all things, love hopes all things, love endures all things. Anybody enduring out here, amen? And I love this in 1 Corinthians, the first part of it, love, love, somebody say I'm enduring, amen? And then the second part of it, love never fails. Love never fails. So if there's a failure in your life, it will always be connected to a love failure, amen? What is the devil working on? He's trying to get us upset, get us angry, amen, get us, you know, focused on what's wrong in life. But we need to start focusing on what's right in life. Amen. We can't be focusing on all the negatives, especially the negatives of people, amen, because people have negative traits, amen. Keep looking straight ahead. Don't look at your spouse, amen. People have negative traits, amen? But they also have positive traits, amen? John the Apostle, I call him the Apostle of Love. John was the one that laid his head on the breast of Jesus right before Jesus went to the cross. John was at the cross when Jesus was being crucified. A lot of the disciples weren't at the cross. And John was there with Jesus' mother. John was the only person that outlived all the other apostles. And he would always brag about that, I'm the disciple that Jesus loves. So you got to get a revelation that Jesus loves you this morning. Amen. And you know what? That he loves you, that I'm telling you that your picture is in his wallet. Amen. It's on Jesus' refrigerator. You got to believe that. Your picture. Amen. It's not on the FBI list, amen. And so Jesus loves you, amen. And in 1 John 4:7, he says it this way. This is John, the apostle of love. He says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God." So if you say that you know God, then you should be a person of love. Because if you're not a person of love, you don't really know God that much. Amen. Amen. Jesus gives us a new commandment. And this is interesting because he was walking with his disciples. You know, when he was walking with his disciples, they would dispute with one another at times. They would dispute with who's the greatest. They would talk about that. And then Jesus, you know, at the end of his ministry, he said this to them in John 13:34, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another. As I have loved you, that you also may love one another. By this we all know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Amen. Amen. So how do people know that we're disciples of Jesus Christ? How would they know? Do they know because of our fancy cars, because of our fancy houses, because of our fancy clothes? No, they will know because of the love that we demonstrate among each other as we walk in the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so I'm going to have to say this, that love is connected to God and it's very closely connected because God is love. Amen. And then the greatest commandment, Jesus was asked what the greatest commandment was in Matthew 22. And they said, teacher, verse 36 and 37, which is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commands hang the entire law of the prophets. So loving people and loving God is connected. If you don't love people, then you don't really, well, you have a hard time loving God. If you love God, you should love people. Amen. If you love God, you should love people. Because God even calls people, even the sinners. You know that God calls the sinners the precious fruit of the earth. He's not talking about us, believers. He's talking about sinners. And he says sinners are precious. Amen. That's powerful. That's powerful. That means your ugly sinner neighbor is precious in God's sight. Now, they may not be precious in your sight. They might, you know, but they are precious in God's sight. They're the precious fruit that the Lord God that is waiting for to wake up. Amen. So we can't be hating on the world. Don't hate on the world. Amen. And so that's what the devil wants us to do, is hate on the world. No, we got to love the world. Amen. And in Galatians, it talks about Paul, the Apostle Paul. He came out of religion into Christianity through an encounter with Jesus Christ. And the Apostle Paul eventually became the apostle, actually, and another apostle of love. And in Galatians 5, it says it this way, for you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use your liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. For the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. So we see here that having liberty in Christ shouldn't make us more selfish. Amen? We should become more selfless in our walk in Christ. Amen? That means we're not focused on ourselves. We're focused on God and we're focused on others. Amen. And then you might say, well, what about me? God will take care of you. Amen? When you're focused on God and focused on others. Amen? I love this because we have the ability to love like Jesus. I'm going to say this. You have the ability to love like Jesus. You can love like Jesus. What? How do you know that? Because this scripture right here in Romans 5:5 says it this way. Now, hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in your hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. So when you get God in your life, you get the love of God in your life. Amen. But you're going to have to cultivate it. It doesn't happen automatic. In other words, when God got you, he got some issues. I'm going to say that again. When you got God in your life, you had some issues before you got God in your life. And once you got God in your life, you realize you got more issues. Because the Lord revealed to you, you got issues. Amen. But I'm telling you, the longer I am in the Lord, the more issues I realize I have. When you get saved, when you first get saved in God, you think you're all that in a bag of chips. But as the process goes of sanctification, that's a process of becoming more like Jesus, you realize there's areas in your life where you need to adjust. Amen. Does anybody need to adjust any areas out here? Amen. So I want to give you four kinds of love this morning, and then I'm going to give you keys on how to walk in God's love. Is that okay this morning? Is that okay? And there's four kinds of love. There's the Eros kind of love. That's where all the movies really focus on. It's the romantic love. Amen. It's that passion love, like the Song of Solomon. I mean, if I read the Song of Solomon to you, I'm going to blush up here. Amen? Because that is a passion love. Amen? All married couples should keep the passion in their relationship. Amen. Yeah. Amen. 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 In other words, married couples, you need to continue to flirt with one another. Sit with one another when you're in church. Amen. Glory to God. It's okay. Stay, you know, it's okay. Keep the fire going. Keep the fire going. But Pastor, you don't know how long that fire has been burning. Keep it going. It's smoldering. It's going out. Put some wood on that fire. Amen. Amen. And so how do you keep the fire burning with the married couples? Well, you need to keep kissing one another. What? It says in Song of Solomon, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine. Wow, that's awesome. Glory to God. Amen. So you got to keep the kiss. My mom and dad, whenever my dad would leave the house to go on an errand or to do something, they made a rule that they would always kiss before they departed. So if married couples, before you leave each other, before you go out on an errand, I want you, this is your homework assignment, to give a nice kiss to each other before you leave. Amen? Is that all right? All right, I'm meddling today. Amen? As long as they got fresh breath. Amen? Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So storge is another form of love. It's called storge, and that's a family love that is developed with family members. And because, you know, you grow up together and you have familiarity, and because you grow up together, you know each other. And so you should have this family love. Mary, Martha, and Lazarus had that kind of love. And this kind of love should always, you know, when you grow up, and even this kind of family love should be elevated to your mother and father. The Bible says in Exodus 20, honor your father and your mother that you may live long in the land and the Lord your God is giving you. So this family love should move over to honoring and really honoring one another. Amen. And then you have phileo love, and this is friendship love. And this is just based on you having close friends. Anybody have best friends in here? Amen. Glory to God. And so you should have it. And in Romans 12:10, it says, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love and honor, giving preference to one another. David and Jonathan was the son of Saul, King Saul. And David and Jonathan had a close relationship, and they were like best friends. And it says here in 1 Samuel 18:3, then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. And so best friends are good to have. But I'm going to say this, that make Jesus your best friend, because Jesus will stick closer to you than a brother. Amen. So then there's what I call the agape love of God. Have you ever heard of agape love? And agape love is a sacrificial love, not based on what others do for us. Amen? It's not a love that if I scratch your back, you scratch my back. Amen. That's the way the world's love is. Well, I take care of you, you take care of me. That's how it works in the world. But agape love is saying, I'm going to take care of you and regardless of what you do for me. Amen. That's agape love. Amen? That's a love that doesn't put pressure on other people to do things for them. That's a love that willingly gives without believing that you're going to get anything back. So today I want to help you practice this selfless love that the Holy Spirit has already departed in each one of us. And I'm going to say this, relationships are the most important things we possess as human beings. Relationships. And relationship number one with God, we got to keep that flowing, vertical and horizontal. And relationship really, it drives our lives. And so we have to understand that our lives are relationship driven. Amen. Everything's connected to relationships. Amen. Remember when Jesus said this, that someone's going to come to Jesus and say, and Jesus is judging them. And Jesus said, I never knew you. You who practice lawlessness, depart from me. This is at judgment time. He said, I never knew you. These were people that were religious people, but they didn't have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. They had religion. They had Sunday morning church, but they lived like the devil the rest of the week. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? They thought church was just having their name on the roll was enough, but you have to have your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Just going to church doesn't make you saved. Just like standing in a garage doesn't make you a car. Amen. I almost got that messed up. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So what am I saying to you today? I'm saying that we need to be focused on relationships in this life. The Bible says eternal life is knowing God. How many people know God in here? Amen. And so I'm going to give you some keys this morning, five keys that you can practice, amen, to walk in the love of God. Are you ready? Do you got your seatbelts on, amen? Are you buckled up? Number one, walking in God's love is expressed through words of affirmation. Amen. We as people need and crave words of affirmation. We need to give words of affirmation to people that warrant it. And so in other words, you need to give a sincere compliment to someone at times. Amen. Give a sincere compliment to your spouse. Amen. Give a sincere compliment to somebody at work. Give a sincere compliment. Amen. And I'm telling you, that's a key to helping people. I really believe it helps them go to the next level. Amen. And the Bible is full of words of affirmation. That's why I love the Bible. And in Psalms 139:14, it says, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I love that. So the psalmist is saying, I will praise you, God, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works. And that my soul knows them very well. So the psalmist received the revelation that they, you know, God doesn't make junk. He makes masterpieces. Amen. Amen. And you are a masterpiece in progress. Amen. Amen. And I love this in Psalms 139:17. He says, how precious are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I wake, I am still with you. So this is powerful. This is powerful. When you're communicating with God, you need to thank the Lord for all the good things that He has given you, that He has created you. Don't hate what God has created. Some people hate different things in their lives. They look in the mirror and say, I hate that about myself. And I hate that about myself. Don't be focusing on the negatives. Focus on the positive. Amen? I love that. In Jeremiah 31:3, it says, the Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. I love that. So God draws us with His loving kindness. And then we know this one, and this one you should have memorized, is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. Powerful, powerful. So God is not thinking negative of you, and that's why you should never think negative of yourself. You should never think negative of people, and you should never think negative of God. Amen. Amen. God, why are you doing this to me? God's not doing it to you. Yeah. We live in a world that's corrupt. We have a devil. The Bible says the devil is the god, the little g god of this world system. The devil's running most, for the most part, this world system. And that's the reason why God needs us. Why? So we can pray and bring angels into operation, and so we can pray and change this corrupt world system. Amen. Say, God needs me. God, you may say, God doesn't need anybody. He needs you. He needs somebody to say, yes, I will go. The Bible says that God looked for somebody to stand in the gap, and this is a travesty. The Bible says that God couldn't find anybody. Say, here I am, Lord. Send me. Amen. Glory to God. And so I know you don't really mean it this morning. Don't send me out to some mission field. Glory to God. No, if God calls you to a mission field, He's going to give you the desire to go. You're not going to be like, oh, I don't want to go out there. Amen. So I love that. Let me give you some examples of this is key here. Some examples of the next key is giving, amen. And so if we're gonna walk in the love of God, amen. Let me see here. I'm kind of got this. Walking in love of God expects acts of service, and so the number two key in walking in God's love is giving acts of service. Does anybody ever do anything kind for anybody? Maybe for your family, maybe do something kind. Yesterday I did something kind for my wife. I bought her some flowers. Amen. Now, I don't do that every Saturday. But yesterday I felt compelled to do an act of service and to buy her some flowers, and I bought her some candy. Amen. Glory to God. I want to keep the peace in the house. So acts of service is a powerful way, amen, of showing your love, amen. And so thank God. And you know, it was funny because I had a box of chocolates, and I went to Kroger, and I bought a box of chocolates, and I only had one box of chocolates. And I was going in line, and this guy saw me in line walking with one lonely box of chocolates. He says, I'll buy that for you. So he took it, and he bought the chocolates for me, so I didn't even have to pay for the chocolates yesterday. I couldn't believe it. I don't know. I must have looked poor and broke. I don't know. I must have looked poor and broke. I must look like a sorry sack yesterday. I was kind of disheveled a little bit. Amen. So that guy said, this guy needs some help. Amen. So he bought me, it was a $7 box of chocolates. Amen. He's not that small little box. Amen. Glory to God. Yen doesn't eat a lot of chocolate. Amen. That's Matthew 20. Matthew 20, talking about service. But Jesus called to himself and said, you know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord over them, and those who have great exercise authority over them, yet it shall not be for those among you. Whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. Whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to serve, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. So we see here, really, we're sons, amen, and daughters of the Most High God. But you're not just only sons and daughters, you're servants of the Most High God. You can't forget that God calls us to serve him. Jesus demonstrated his love to humanity when he laid down all his glory from heaven, and he became a man, and he suffered down here as a man, and he suffered under a lot of different conditions, especially going to the cross, so that we could have a love relationship with God the Father. I'm telling you, service is powerful. My wife is a servant. She loves to serve and give and all that. And I'm just thankful that God gave me a wife that loves to serve. She cooks meals for me. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, that's wonderful. So I just have to ask her, and she will make it for me. Can you believe it? Every once in a while, she'll say, make it yourself. But then I say, come on. And then I have to beg her, because her food is so much more tastier than mine. Amen. How come it tastes better when somebody else makes it? Have you ever noticed that it tastes better when somebody else makes it? Another key to walking in God's love is expressed in giving gifts. That's another way in walking God's love. And so giving gifts is a powerful way, and it's a key to influencing people all around you. And when we unselfishly give gifts, it opens the heart of people. And you know, I was having my plumbing done, and we had a lot of people that came out. I had some problems with my house, with water under my house. I had a leaking pipe. Yes, even the pastor has problems. Sometimes you see me up here all polished, and you think I have no problems. Yes, even pastors go through problems. Amen. And so I had a lot of people coming out to my house, and somebody left this little light at my house, and I don't know who it was, because I had a lot of, you know, people come out, and nobody called me back. So this little light was at my house, and it's a little light that has a battery to it, and it lights up. And so I just felt led to give it to the plumber that was working. You know, I said, you know, I don't know who left this light, but would you like it? And he said, yeah. He said, I'm going to do you one good. I'm going to take $100 off your bill. Wow. And I said, praise the Lord. What else can I give you around here? What, do I have any more junk? You know, it was a light left behind by somebody. And I was trying to find something else. Can I give you something else? Glory to God. And then he said, I'm going to do you one better. I'll give you $100 off. I said, thank you. Praise God. And so I gave him a gift, and he gave me a discount. Is that wonderful? I'm telling you, pastor's been blessed. Amen. Glory to God. And so I love this, because in John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. So God gave us his son, Jesus. And guess what Jesus gave us? He gave us the Holy Spirit. So Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit. And it says in John 16, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, if it is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin, and of righteousness, and judgment of sin, because they do not believe in me, and of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me, and no more of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. So God gave us Jesus. Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit. And then Jesus also gave us the fivefold ministry gifts of the church. Amen. And that's in Ephesians. In Ephesians 4:11, he gave us apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the equipping of a saint. So I'm going to say this to you this morning. I am your gift from God to you. Amen. So don't disrespect the gift. Amen. Love the gift. Amen. Love the gift. I'm a gift to you. And when you honor the gift will work better. I'm going to say it again. When you honor, and I'm going to say this, spouses, married couples, your spouse is a gift to you. Honor your spouse, and they will be a blessing to you. Can I get a witness in the house today? Amen. And I love this, because then it comes to a story of a person giving a great gift to Jesus. And it says in Matthew 26:6-13, it says, when Jesus was in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him having an alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil, and she poured it on his head, and he sat at the table. But when the disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, why this waste? For this fragrant oil might have been sold for much and given to the poor. But when Jesus was aware of it, he said to them, why do you trouble the woman? for she has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, but me you do not always have. For in pouring the fragrant oil on my body, she did it for my burial. Assuredly, I say to you, whatever the gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told in memorial to her. Amen. And so we're talking about it today. Amen. And this was Mary that poured the oil, and not Mary his mother, but Mary, you know, a friend of his. Lazarus was her brother, and Martha was her sister. And so Mary poured that special oil, and God made it, and Jesus made it a memorial. We're talking about it today. We sung about it in that first song today. I want to give a gift like Mary, glory to God. In other words, we should always be ready to give what cost us something. God wants us given something that cost us something, amen? And when we give Him that something that cost us something, God will bless it, amen? Another quality of walking in love is giving quality time. Somebody say quality time. Giving our quality time to our spouse, family, and friends is a powerful way in showing and demonstrating the love of God. Amen? So just like men, you can't work all the time. Amen. Sometimes men love to work. Sometimes we're workaholics. Amen? Because our job is how we, you know, get our self-esteem is through our job. But your self-esteem should be through your relationship with God and your relationship with others. You can't put your job before your relationship. Can I get a witness in the house today? That's the reason why you should have one day of rest. That's why you should have a Sabbath day to devote to the Lord and to your family. Amen. That's good preaching, Pastor. Thank you. Amen. Good preaching. And so our time is the most powerful commodity that we possess as people. And I'm telling you, we got to be careful with being selfish with our time. We got to learn to give our time to others. We got to learn to slow down and smell the roses. We have to learn. Sometimes, you know, Jesus, a lot of times was on his way to do something and he was interrupted. And these were divine interruptions. But Jesus ministered in divine interruptions. Set your day up for divine interruptions, for time to talk to people, to minister to people. Don't be just so focused on trying to get your thing done. Amen. We got to always be ready to give a word to somebody out there so they can receive the love of God through us. Amen. Jesus spent time, and we need to learn to spend time with God in prayer. Jesus spent all night praying to the Lord at times in his ministry. In Luke 6:12, it says, "Now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray, and he continued all night in prayer to God." Amen. That's powerful. So Jesus spent time praying. He spent time with the Lord. And it says here, another place in Mark 1:35, "Now in the morning has risen a long while before daylight, and he spent out and departed to a solitary place, and therefore he prayed." So it's good to spend time, especially with God, in the morning. Start your day off praying and giving God time, and watch God give you more time. You give God some time, he'll give you more time. He will show you how to compress time frames. He will show you how to do things easier. He will show you how to do things, and I'm telling you, he'll give you more time. Number five, walking in God's love is expressed in physical touch. Physical touch. I love this because we need to learn to love our families. We need to learn to be people that touch our families through a hug. Amen. You need to learn to love and hug on people. Amen. And to touch people. Don't be afraid to touch people. Don't be afraid to extend your hand and shake somebody's hand. Don't be afraid to give a loving touch to somebody. You know, even the people that you don't want to touch, they need a touch from God. In Matthew 8:1-3, Jesus came up to a leper, or a leper came up to Jesus. And it says it this way: when he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him, and behold, a leper came and worshiped him, saying, "Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean." And Jesus put out his hand and touched him. Amen. I like that song, "He Touched Me." Have you ever? "He touched me." Amen. God, "He touched me." Amen. I wish I was a singer. But God can touch you. He can touch you in the service. He can touch you in worship. He wants to touch your life, and he wants to radically change your life. Do you believe that today? And Jesus put out his hand and touched the leper. And at that time, they were supposed to be unclean, and they were supposed to be a distance away, and that you weren't supposed to be touching lepers. And Jesus touched him, glory to God, and prayed for him and healed his body. Amen. The Bible talks about this in Mark 16:15. He talks about that let me read it. It says, "Go out into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and baptized will be saved." I love that. "And he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe: in my name they shall cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. And they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover." So we see here, mainly right here, in touching people, laying hands on them and praying for them. Has anybody ever in the house put hands on somebody and prayed for them for their healing? Yes. Amen. And I'm telling you, you need to learn to start walking in the love of God. When you practice these keys, these five keys, I believe it will reveal the agape love of God to a lost and dying generation, to your family. So let me recap on it this morning. Giving words of affirmation, a kind word of encouragement, will go a long way and will help people, you know, in their struggle and in their struggles of life. Number two, giving an act of service to someone or a servant, having a servant mentality will help them move forward in God. Surprising someone with a gift. Anybody likes to surprise people out here? Surprise your spouse, surprise somebody with a gift. By giving gifts, opens the hearts of people around you. Giving quality time to people, number four, reveals that people are more important than your time. People are more important than your precious time, and that demonstrates the love of God. And touching somebody, touching them with a handshake, with a hug, shows the love of God and shows that you aren't afraid to be open and transparent with them, to show the love of God to them through the power of touch. And when you start practicing these keys, I believe you will experience the love of God in your life, and you will show the love of God to others in their lives. Did you receive it this morning? Praise God. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, I thank you for your mercies and your goodness and your love. I thank you, Father God, that you're helping us to be all that you're calling us to be. And perhaps you're here in the audience, perhaps you're watching or listening, and you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. And so I believe that the Jesus wants to touch you with salvation today. But you need to learn to receive it. And you can do that by confessing him as your Lord and Savior. Just pray this simple prayer with me and mean it in your heart. Say, "Dear God, I believe Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I believe that Jesus was raised from the dead to save me. Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. And Heavenly Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen." If you prayed that, for the first time, we believe you got born again. Stay connected with Exceed Life Church so you can grow in your faith. If you're here locally, come on out. Be a part of Exceed Life Church. We'd love for you to be here. And if you're not here locally, find a good church home that will help you grow in your faith in Christ. And thank you for joining us.
We thank you for listening to this message. For more information, visit us at exceedlifechurch.org.